Chapter 5. A beautiful chapter to end a beautiful story. Here we go. And there she is, the most beautiful Mary you've ever seen right before you. Her eyes meet yours, and she smiles widely, her pastel coat shimmering in the moonlight, coming through a nearby window as she slowly trots closer to her, or to you, her eyes fixated on your own. You can see that she is deliberately swinging her flank with each step. She stops and quickly brushes her mane out of her beautiful golden eyes. Your heart begins to race.
"Hey, how about you stop gaping at me and help me with these lights?" she asked unexpectedly.
You suddenly snap back to reality. "Wait, what?" You notice Lara holding a strand of multicolored lights before you with her magical aurora. You, snatching them from mid-air, walk over to a bare window. "You're a real mood killer, you know that?"
Yeah, so I've been told. Now hurry up and hang these lights so we can start decorating the tree.
This place has got to be perfect for the Hearthswarming Eve party tomorrow." Your face drops as you remember one crucial thing. You forgot to buy Lara a gift.
"Oh, yeah. When's the party again?"
Lara looks at you, puzzled.
"It's at 5:30.
Didn't you write it out on the invitations?" You freeze again.
"Oh, shit.
Yeah, of course I did. I mean, what kind of boyfriend wouldn't?" You let out a nervous chuckle as you remember the unsent invitation sitting on the desk by your and Lara's bed. "You know what?" you begin, starting to your bedroom. You quickly toss on your coat and tuck in the invitations in your pocket. "I gotta go see a man about a horse," you run to the door. "I mean, some pony about a... yeah, never mind. I forgot that I have a dentist appointment.
Ah, man, this feeling's killing me. Ah!"
You cup your jaw with your hand in an overdramatic wince. Lara looks at you with a smug smile on her face.
"I'll be sure to call Colgate and let her know that you're coming in then."
"What? No, don't bother. She's probably busy. Well, anyway, see you later." You slam the door behind you and sprint into Ponyville. Alright, scene transition. The next night. You slump onto the couch and watch Lara and Bonbon escort the final partygoer to the door. The three mares speak almost incessantly about everything from their manes to plans for the next day, but you barely pay any mind. The smile on your face says it all. You successfully manage to invite every pony and pick up Lara's gift without any actual trouble. Even better, the party was a massive success. You look into the far corner of the living room and notice Lyra's lyre sitting on the stool where she had left it. You remember the amazing melody she played throughout the evening. So soothing and yet entirely captivating.
"Well, anyway, I think I'm going to be going," Bonbon announced to you and Lara,
the latter strolling into the kitchen, more likely to snack on the remaining appetizers.
What? Where?" you ask yourself.
Confusion tinting your voice.
"I've got a hot date with Doctor Who's,"
Bonbon replies, smiling and winking. "Besides, I think you two deserve your first Hearthswarming Eve together. Consider it a gift of me to you."
"Are you sure?" Lara calls from the kitchen.
"We won't mind. Really, it's okay. I mean, we've had enough Hearthswarming Eves together. I'm sure we'll live being separated." With that, she opened the door and stepped out, leaving you alone with the mare of your dreams. Almost as if on cue, Lara gallops into the living room and dives onto your lap, graciously. You laugh and catch her, pulling her close. You look into her golden eyes and feel your heart flutter. Before you know it, Lara wraps your hooves around your neck and pulls you forward lovingly.
"I got you something," she whispers into your ear,
her breath hot against your face. Your heart skips a beat.
"But first," Lara shoves herself off of you, "give me my gift."
"What, are you kidding?" you cry, your hopes and dreams of romantic moments fleeting before your eyes with each passing second.
"Hey, I got all night. Maybe I can catch up with Bonbon. I'm sure Dr. Hooves has a second friend, a single friend."
Fine, I'll get it," you reply coolly, reaching under the sofa for Lara's well-hidden gift. "But if you're looking to date me for money, then you're severely disappointed when you find out that I'm flat broke." Lever chuckles and moves closer to you. "Well, I guess I can stay with you at least until I bleed your wallet dry." You hand the gift to Lyra, who takes it eagerly in her golden aurora.
"Now, I think this is definitely what you want to hear. This isn't what you really want to hear, but I didn't really know what to get you. Shopping for ponies is kind of harder than it looks."
Lara dives into the hastily wrapped present and smiles at the large book sheet of music sitting on her lap. "All of Butch's symphonies for Lyra."
"How did you find this? This is awesome," she says excitedly. "I mean, I love it. Thanks." She leans over and kisses you on the cheek. Yeah, I guess I did pretty good. You lean back and put your arms behind your head. I mean, I also got you this necklace, but, you know, whatever, man. Smiling, you nonchalantly drop a jewelry box onto her lap. She opens it and squeaks excitedly. It's beautiful! This is amazing! Oh, thank you so much! I knew you'd love it, you say, pulling Lara toward you. This was a perfect Earthswarming Eve, then. You ask her, huh? I gotta reread that again. So this was the perfect Earthswarming Eve, then, huh? You ask yourself, happily to yourself. Well, I guess. What do you mean? The party and presents and, well, everything. It was great. Well, yeah, they're all great, but there's one thing. What is it? Nah, that's nothing. I mean, you can get it for me next year, maybe. Lara waves a hoof and turns to walk away. You reach an arm out to pull her back towards you. She tries not to smile, but falls miserably. What is it? Name it and I'll get it for you. Oh, you're too sweet. You know that. Lara leans in and nuzzles your neck unexpectedly. So what do you want? Lara leans in once more and kisses you. Kids. The end. Ugh. Great ending. Ugh. This story, heartwarming. Ugh. Oh, this story. Tears of happiness, my friends. Tears of pure happiness. I really hope you enjoyed this story. This is by far my favorite thing I've ever read so far. Who is the author of this beautiful story? Neutral Milk. I congratulate you. I give you the hug of friendship and love. Ugh. This story. I give this 10 out of 10, hands down. I think this is the first story that I've given a 10 out of 10, but... I congratulate you. This story. Ah. Well done, good sir. Well done. You know what? Before I go, I think I have a perfect song to go along with this story. Ah.
Darling, you with me, always around me. Only love, mom, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love, mom, only love, no. Give me shelter, show me heart. Come on love, watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. I'll be yours to keep. Going in the shadow, well sung in the deep. Going in the shadow, well sung in the deep. Well, darling, you with me, always around me. Only love, mom, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love, ma, only love, no. Give me shelter, show me heart. Come on, love, watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. Wind in the shadow, well sung in the deep. Wind in the shadow, well sung in the deep. Darling, you with me always around me. only love, my only love. Darling, I feel you forever and always. Only love, my only love now. Oh, give me shelter, show me heart. Come on, love, come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. Darling, you with me, always around me. Darling, I feel you forever and always. Give me shelter, show me heart. And watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart.